What kind of squirrels do you have around here?
Oh, just a little tree squirrel. No, we have the ground squirrel, too. It's right on the field, sure. Little striped squirrel.
Is that the ground squirrel stripe?
Yeah, the little striped
little,
ground
little,
squirrel.
Little bitty one like that.
Yeah, he's not. And then we have the gray squirrel, too, that lives on the field, too. But we don't have too many of them.
Gray squirrel lives in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The bird that goes up to a tree and starts banging away with its beak is called...
Woodpecker.
Have any of those around here?
Yes, some, not many.
Any different kinds?
Redhead. We don't have many of them around.
Now, the thing that jumps around in the lily pod that goes loo, loo, like that is a...
Frog.
Any different kinds of frogs?
Now don't ask me.
We're back again to that one. How about the one that looks like a frog, only it's brown and supposed to give you warts?
Toad. We don't live just this little creek down here, and we just don't have enough frogs to know much about.
All right. After it's fishing, oh goodness, after it's rained a while, and the ground soaked up, some things come crawling out of the ground onto the sidewalk.
No, we call it, earthworms. Fishworms, whatever you want to call them.
Fishworms? And how about the big ones that you get at the flashlight? About night flashlight?
Oh, what do they call them?
Dig those things?
What do they call them? What is that?
Call them dew worms around here, or night crawlers? Or?
Night crawlers, what I think about.
And what about the insect that has four wings, real long legs, looks like it's standing on the water sometimes? Little insect. Sometimes.
Oh, I thought they always called those the snake feeders.
Yeah. And did you ever hear a superstition about you should eat certain kind of seafood in months that have an R in them?
No, never heard that.
Or oysters? Or,
well, this you should? Or
I think a should or shouldn't. I don't know which it is.
Well, the oysters, they always said that that they're available in the months that have R in them because that's their cool month.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
You've heard that superstition,
oh, yeah,
whether it's superstition or not, I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's
no, true. I didn't think it was superstition. I just thought that they were available.
Oh, that could be. Maybe that's it.
They were available, and they start in September,
mm-hmm.
And you don't have them in the summertime.
Hey, you go to your closet and see that your suit has your wool suit has some holes in it, and you look up and you see a couple of flying away insects.
Moths.
And one of them would just be one.
Moth.
And the insect that lights up at night? The
lightning bug.
And the one insect that stings you?
Well, the little fella?
Well, all
mosquito or
no,
bee?
Or bigger than a bee sometimes. A
bumblebee?
Or a
hornet?
Hornet?
I never stung with one, but...
How about a wasp?
Well, they'll sting you, too. But,
you tell me the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Oh, yeah, the hornet is much larger. He flies, the hornet just flies straight, bingo. That's in a wasp, or they just fly around like a bee or anything else.
Nest the same, or nest are different?
Oh, no. Did you ever see a hornet's nest?
Some people say they're the same, some say they're different.
No, a hornet's nest, they'll...
People don't know, I guess.
They'll make a nest, I mean, as large as that pitch at the bottom of it, maybe, and then tapered up in nice shape,
mm-hmm.
And the pear shape it is, and it's all covered on the outside, with it just looks like a clay or something, like clay, and they really make a nest.
Uh-huh. How about the wasp nest?
Oh, they have just a little pile of